This is Bob Sherry speaking, introducing your baseball box score review. 15 minutes of dugout chatter by men who know baseball and by the stars of the Diamonds themselves. Presented in the interests of American Legion Junior Baseball.
Play ball!
Yes, sir, it's that old familiar cry once more, play ball. And that means another quarter of an hour of colorful highlights and interesting sidelights from the world of baseball, the favorite game of all red-blooded Americans. So once again, it's out to the ballpark where an array of top-notch big league stars are waiting to lead off on today's baseball box score review. So get those scorecards ready while we post you on today's all-star lineup. Our big league talent today is represented by a trio of New York Giants stars, Bill Rigney, Bud Blattner, and Babe Young. From the Boston Braves comes Dick Culler and Johnny Hopp. And you'll also hear from Whitey Weidelman of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Calling the plays on the hit and run, we'll have those famous umpires from the National League, Bill Clem and Tom Dunn. Last, but by no means least, will be those specialists in baseball knowledge, Bill Stern and Jack Brickhouse. You'll also hear the answer to a real brain cudgeler in the form of, what are the four famous doubles of baseball? Column 1 on today's box score review. Jack Brickhouse with an important announcement regarding the world's largest amateur junior athletic program, American Legion Junior Baseball.
Thanks, Bob Sherry. Today, more than 30,000 teams are participating in American Legion Junior Baseball throughout the country. These teams are made up of more than 500,000 boys who are taking part in our national sport. Legionnaires know that the lessons learned in the ball diamond and the sand lot will benefit every fellow when he assumes his role as a citizen in later life. Emphasis is placed on respect for rules, fair play, loyalty, teamwork, and gameness, and upon their counterparts in democracy. So, fellas, we all suggest you play baseball and learn the rules of good sportsmanship by going out for one of the American Legion junior baseball teams in your community.
Thanks, Jack Brickhouse. And apart from the lessons learned on the diamond, junior baseball is not only a wholesome and invigorating sport, but lots of fun as well. That's why American Legion Junior Baseball has grown to become the world's largest amateur junior athletic program. And now column two comes up on our baseball box score review. A rapid-fire question and answer contest of expert against expert. Rather, I should say one expert versus three experts. These three are Bill Rigney, Bud Blattner, and Babe Young, all of the New York Giants. And opposing them on the mound to hurl those questions will be sports authority Jack Brickhouse. Standing by to call the safe or out, as the case may be, is National League umpire Tom Dunn. And now, Jack Brickhouse, what's the change of pace on these questions? Just how are you going to lob them over?
I'll give them as though I were actually broadcasting a baseball game. I'll describe certain situations, and when the gong rings, that's the gong. It's up to you ballplayers to give the why and wherefore of the incident. It's catch as catch can, so here we go, out to our mythical ball game. We're in the last half of the sixth now, one away and nobody on. Smith is the batter. Pitcher Jones has been taking his time. He has his foot in the hole and he's looking down at the catcher. The players are in position. Jones has been standing there ready to pitch for almost 25 or 30 seconds now. And before the pitch is made, there's the umpire calling ball one.
I've got that one, Jack. The rule states that the pitcher must toss the pill within 20 seconds after taking his position on the mound. If he takes too much time, the umpire can call a ball.
That's a hit, Babe Young. And now on with our game.
There's the windup. Here comes the pitch. And the batter is stepping in the bucket.
Stepping in the bucket means that the batter is pulled away from a curveball.
That's a safe hit in any league, Bill Rigney. Now more of our game.
Ball one, strike one is the count of the batter. Here comes the windup, the pitch, and it's a drag bunt.
A drag bunt, Jack, is when the ball is pushed or bunted on the ground toward first base just out of the pitcher's reach and slow enough to keep the second baseman from feeling it.
All right, Bud Blattner, you're doing fine.
There goes the drag bunt out toward the pitcher. It doesn't look as though he can reach the ball. Uh-oh, the pitcher threw his glove and it hit the ball. So the runner gets extra bases.
According to the rules, the runner is entitled to a three-base hit in that case.
Right again, Babe Young. It's Rule 47, to be exact. Now, back once more to our expert and his ball game.
There's a runner on third now, one down, and here's the next batter. The pitch is winding up, and uh-oh! During the windup, the pitcher drops the ball. It's rolling back towards short.
Jack, that would be called a balk by the umpire. The ball would be dead, and the runner on third would be entitled to come on home.
You should have been an umpire, Blattner. You're calling them all right.
Well, that's enough for our mythical ball game. After that comedy of errors, let's take a short seventh-inning stretch and ask Bud Blattner just where he got his start playing American Legion Junior Baseball. How about it, Bud?
Well, that hasn't been too long ago, Jack. I played American Legion Junior Baseball with the Abishan Dennison Post in St. Louis, Missouri, in 1937. That was when I first realized that there was a lot more to baseball than I'd known about before. Like every other kid, I started playing ball in the streets. It wasn't until I started to play junior baseball with the American Legion that I learned the real importance of rules, fair play, and teamwork. That's where junior baseball was valuable to me, Jack, and that's why junior baseball is important to every other American boy.
And you really rang the gong with that one, Bud Blattner. I think you're a mighty fine example yourself of benefits to be gained by playing American Legion junior baseball. We've enjoyed having you with us. And thanks also to your fellow teammates, Bill Rigney and Babe Young. And to sports expert Jack Brickhouse and umpire Tom Dunn, another vote of thanks for their interesting contribution to our favorite outdoor game. Column 3 of the American Legion's Baseball Box Score Review. Coming up now are three crack ball players in the persons of Dick Culler and Johnny Hop of the Boston Braves, along with their friendly rival, Whitey Weitelman of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Sportcaster Bill Stern will toss the verbal pitches at this trio, and Bill Clem, dean of the base paths, will do the umpiring. Okay, Bill Stern, you can start that windup.
Here's a question where the answer goes together like bat and ball and hit and run. Name at least three sets of brothers who have played Major League Baseball. Johnny Hop, you had your hand up first.
Well, there's been several brother combinations in the major leagues. Joe Vince and Dom DiMaggio, Dizzy and Paul Dean, and of course, Mort and his brother Walker Cooper.
Incidentally, Mort was one of those hundreds of boys who got his start with the American Legion Junior Baseball. Where did you, Dick Culler, where did you get your start?
In High Point, North Carolina. You know, Bill, baseball is a great sport, and there's no better way for a fellow to get a start than by taking part in American Legion Junior Baseball. The American Legion is doing a great job in bringing baseball to hundreds of thousands of boys all over the country.
Well, Dick, if junior baseball trains all boys like it did you, there can be no better school. You played pro ball for 10 years, and 9 of those years found your team leading the league in double plays. Well, fellas, since we're talking about two such as brothers, here's a question that fits right in with the subject. Baseball has 4 doubles. For example, one of them is a hit for a double. Now, how about the other 3 famous doubles of baseball? Whitey Weitelman?
Double play.
All right, now 2 more.
Doubleheader.
Now 1 more.
I don't know if you'll call this a baseball double, but he surely had enough to do with baseball. Abner Doubleday.
Abner Doubleday is correct.
There were 3 parts to that question, Bill, and I guess the boys get a triple on that pitch.
Uh-oh, Bill Stern, looks like the boys are getting on to your delivery. By the way, Dick Culler, I think your remarks on how you got your start in American Legion Junior Baseball were mighty interesting. And I'm sure that a lot of young fellows now playing junior baseball we'll get plenty of inspiration from your advice. And fellows, don't forget this. If you're interested in playing junior baseball, all you have to do is get in touch with your own local American Legion post. They'll be glad to have you try out for the team. And remember, you'll have plenty of fun. Now back to Bill Stern. Bill, our players are in a batting mood. What's the pitch this time?
Well, here's one from the books. In what years were the general batting averages of baseball players the highest? And why will these high batting averages probably never be reached so universally again? Anyone want to take a try at that? All right, Whitey, go ahead.
The year was 1887, I believe. That's when organized baseball was pretty young, but I couldn't tell you why they hit so good that year.
Well, the answer is pretty simple, Whitey. In 1887, a base on balls was scored as a hit, thus pushing all the player averages up to a high level.
Whitelman? Got 50% of that answer, so I'll give him a sacrifice hit on that question.
Dick Culler, what's the highest number of pitchers ever used in any one baseball game?
I'm not a pitcher, Bill, but I do know the answer to that question. It was a game between the New York Giants and Chicago Cubs in 1944. Each club used seven pitchers, making a total of 14 in the game.
That's right, Dick Culler. You and your teammates really put on a fine show with some very able umpiring by Bill Clem. I'm sure our listeners enjoyed that inside stuff contributed by you, Johnny Hopp, and Bill Weitelman, all American Legion junior baseball graduates. And congratulations to you, too, Bill Stern, for the good job you did on our baseball box score review. And now, column four of today's baseball box score review brings last-minute news from diamonds all over the nation by your own local scorekeeper. This is Bob Sherry closing out column five of today's Baseball Box Score Review, a presentation by the American Legion and dedicated to the baseball-loving youth of the nation. American Legion Junior Baseball is a threefold program. First, to bring baseball to all boys under the direction of competent coaches. Second, to give all boys an opportunity for physical development. And third, to provide character training through the lessons of good sportsmanship and fair play. Through the Americanism committees of more than 16,000 American Legion posts, junior baseball activities have been coordinated into a national play of competition. The individual boy participating in junior baseball learns good sportsmanship, teamwork, and cooperation, along with physical skill and agility, the foundations of good living and good citizenship. These principles form the ultimate goal of American Legion junior baseball in developing our citizens of tomorrow, the youth of today, who in the future will guard our freedoms and carry the responsibilities of American citizenship. And now, in closing out today's Baseball Box Score Review, we join the American Legion in thanking our guest stars of the diamond, Bill Rigney, Bud Blattner, and Babe Young of the New York Giants, and Dick Culler and Johnny Hopp of the Boston Braves, as well as Bill Weitelman of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Our appreciation also to those sterling umpires of the National League, Bill Clem and Tom Dunn. And our hearty thanks to those sports experts at the microphone, Bill Stern and Jack Brickhouse, for their part on today's Baseball Box Score Review. This is Bob Sherry speaking and asking you to always remember American Legion Junior Baseball when you hear this call.
Play ball!